Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Sounds like us. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Real well. I was talking with Jason, and I mentioned chest freezers, and I just wanted to say that, just to open up, you know, class, freezers and refrigerators don't make cold. They don't make cold. What they actually do is they remove heat. So you take that box, which we'd call the, you know, the inside of the refrigerator or the inside of the freezer, and there's a compressor, an evaporator, an expansion valve, a receiver, dryer, and a condenser. And the condenser is the coils that get hot. The evaporator is the coils that get cold. They would be inside the refrigerator or freezer. And there's some refrigerant. And what happens is the movement and the expansion of that refrigerant absorbs heat. So a refrigerator or a freezer does not make cold. What it does is it removes heat from the inside of the box. And when it removes the heat, what's left is cold inside the box. That's how it works. So it literally is a transferring machine to transfer the heat that was in the box to the outside of the box. Now, the outside of the box may be coils. It may have a fan on the coils. The coils may be under the refrigerator or freezer. They may be on the top. They may be on the back. Or, in the case of a chest freezer, the coils are not visible. The coils are mechanically welded to the inside of the skin of the chest freezer. So that the inside of the outside skin, they're mechanically welded to the inside of the outside skin. Yes, I did say that right. What I mean is if you look at a chest freezer, you may see it's painted white, and that outside skin is made out of sheet metal. And if you were to open it up where you could see the inside of that sheet metal, you would see mechanically attached to that would be these coils snaked around. So what happens is the coils, which are the condenser, get hot as the heat is removed from the inside of the box. It's transferred by refrigerant through those coils to the outside skin. And then the outside skin radiates the heat into the room. That's how it works. So I just wanted to mention that in the case if you're interested in saving some money, and if you're interested in having your chest freezer last longer, what you do is make sure that you don't pile boxes and stuff and cat food and cat litter and dog food against the outside skin of the chest freezer. Make sure you have 6 to 8 inches minimum on the front and the sides of the chest freezer, because that's where the coils are. And to prove it to yourself, next time you hear that chest freezer compressor running, feel the outside skin, and you'll see it's getting hot. You'll wonder, how come it's getting hot? Because that's the radiating surface. Kathy, any comments, questions?
You know, Vince, I didn't know that about the chest freezer. I didn't know it was different that way, so... What a great idea. And I know you mentioned before, even with a refrigerator upstairs, didn't you say you should leave it a little bit away from the wall and have a little bit of air around the sides and the top?
Yes, yes. And here's what happens with an upright, we'll call it an upright refrigerator or an upright freezer. Traditionally now, within the last 40, 50 years, refrigerators and freezers have a compressor on the bottom, and they have the coils on the bottom. So air will enter from the front, where your toes are as you're standing looking inside the refrigerator, where your toes are. Air will enter that bottom grill. It'll be blown with a small fan across the condenser and pushed out the back. There's some vents typically in the back. Sometimes it's just cardboard. Sometimes it's a sheet of steel. But there's vents in there, and the air is drawn from the front where your toes are through the coils and pushed out the back. Now, where does it go once it goes out the back? So if your refrigerator or freezer is pushed up tight against a wall, there's no place for that air to go. So your compressor is going to work harder. Everything's going to work harder. You're going to use more electricity. You're going to get it less accomplished, and the equipment's going to wear out faster. The compressor's going to wear out faster. So what I did, I put a set of rollers, and you can buy them for about $15, maybe $20 now, maybe $25 now, a set of rollers and like eight sets of wheels on like a roller skate. And you get two of them, and you can lift up the side of the refrigerator, put these wheels under it, skateboard, if you will, under each side of the refrigerator or freezer, and then you can slide it forward or backward, because the refrigerator manufacturers and freezer manufacturers have figured out that they don't need to spend those money on the wheels. And who cares if it doesn't last, you know, 20 years anymore? And who cares if you don't clean it out and let your refrigerator or freezer last, you know, clean up the vents and the coils, get the dust off them so that it lasts longer? People don't do that anymore. So no sense for putting wheels and spending an extra $2 for the wheels. So most refrigerators and freezers don't have wheels anymore. Well, you can buy them, and it will raise up your refrigerator about almost 2 inches. It gives you a little more clearance, a little more room for air to flow, and more access to cooler air to cool off the compressor and the condenser coils. But if you roll your refrigerator or freezer out, you know, roll it forward and clean out behind it and the sides and all that, when you push it back, you tend to push it all the way back against the wall. So what I do is I rip down a 2x4, and I made it about 2 inches, 2 inches thick. And I nailed a small amount of it, like about a foot, against the studs on the back wall of the where the refrigerator cavity is. So when I push the refrigerator back, it doesn't go any closer than 2 inches. Because they seem to keep moving back, and it would cause a decrease in the airflow from behind the refrigerator and freezer. So that's what I do. But you can't totally block it off. That's why I only use like about a foot, just enough to stop the refrigerator from going farther back. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it does, Vince. And you know, we lost our 5.5-year-old refrigerator, I don't know, maybe a month or 6 weeks ago or something like that. And we bought a used side-by-side Whirlpool. And when I got it home, I took my appliance brush and the vacuum and my husband took the back thing off and we cleaned it out. And I could still see there was a lot of dust in the coils underneath. And so My husband suggested, he goes, well, he's got a little canister vacuum that is like portable. It's probably only like 2 feet long, but it's got a lot of suction to it, a lot of power. So he reversed the vacuum so that it would blow air out. And I told you that all this dust and dirt and black came out. And unfortunately, it was already in the house, so I had to literally, like, wipe all my counters down. But I was glad that I did it because it really got all that dirt out. And I can't imagine how much easier it's going to run now and how much more it's going to be easier on the compressor. But I don't know if that was a good idea or not, Vince, but I just couldn't get it with any of the tools that I had. So I wanted to get all that dirt out of there.
Okay, I did something like that. We had the same problem. I just couldn't get all the dust out. Now, we have a bunch of dogs here, and some of them like to sleep in front of the refrigerator and freezer. We have a refrigerator, full-size refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, right side by side with a 17-foot refrigerator and a 17-foot freezer. They look identical, and the doors meet in the middle. So it looks like there's, you know, it's one of these great, big, really expensive Sub-Zero type refrigerators. It's not. It's just two separate units that we decided to put in the kitchen rather than have, you know, the freezer in the garage or a freezer in the basement. And because we built our house, you know, I thought, why would we want to not have the freezer in the kitchen? Well, it's we have that several inches of air on the top and bottom, you know, and sides. And I couldn't get all the dust out. So in our garage, we have an automotive compressor, just an air compressor. And I got several hoses together, like 150 feet hoses, and I brought it into the kitchen with an air nozzle. And I hooked up the central vacuum system above the refrigerator-freezer combination. And I sealed off all the air on the sides. And I sealed off the air in the top so that the vacuum would be vacuuming out all of the dust that I was going to just have descend on the entire kitchen. And that worked. So you can do that. You can take moving blankets, you know, old towels, sheets, you know, fabric, and pack it in there and blow air and have the vacuum cleaner, the central vacuum cleaner, or a canister, vacuum out and pick up the dust. But I consider vacuum cleaners dust relocation devices because the bags on a canister vacuum or an upright, they're not 100%. And so if you vacuum, you pick up the dust from the carpeting, and that's great. You get most of it, but some of it ends up in the air, and you find it on your furniture after you're done vacuuming. You find the same thing, Kathy, you know, when you use a canister or, because I know you have a central vac, which, and the reason for a central vac system is so that that doesn't happen. So all of the untrapped dust goes outside, you know, and it ends up on the lawn instead of throughout the rest of the house. Have you found that vacuum cleaners that are self-contained don't actually contain all the dust?
Oh yeah. That's Vincent. You and I have talked about our central vacs, and I would, if as long as I could keep this one, I would love them. They're just, I think that they get more dust out, they get more dirt out. To me, they have more power, and I found the same thing. Otherwise, when you use other one, you could literally see the dust swirling around if the sun was coming, and you could see it swirling. You know, they pick up some of it, but they don't get all of the dust.
Right. And a couple of days ago, we decided it was just too hot, and we were going to turn on the air conditioning system. And we have central heat and central air. And there are six furnace filters, if you will, in our house. And those are the filters that pick up the dust before it goes into the ductwork. And I have not, in 17 years now, I have not replaced a single one of those six furnace filters. And what I do is I take them outside, pick them all outside at the same time, and I'm really careful not to let dust fall off them when I remove them from the grills. Take them outside, use the air compressor in the shop, and you can just have an air compressor for your garage and just blow the air through them backwards. And then clouds of dust come out. Then spray them with a light coat of end dust and put them back in.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the key to not replacing your furnace filters, just cleaning them and reusing them. I'm talking about the ones that are designed to be disposable, the ones that, you know, have the ease and convenience built in. You just put them in place. They're inexpensive. They used to be 50 cents a piece. Now I'm sure they're closer to $3 or maybe even more. Those are the filters that I have used for 17 years so far. The disposable ones, not those 3M expensive ones with the pleated white elements, just the plain old fiberglass type filters. But the key to it is spraying a light coat of end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T. It creates a static charge, and as the air flies through the filter, it gets attached to the filter fibers. And you won't believe how much more dust you pick up when you put end dust on your inexpensive furnace filters. Yesterday I had a quiz, and I said, quote, who is most likely to help you directly or indirectly? A, a politician. B, a media person. C, the generally dumb public. Or D, a farmer. Now, it may sound like a loaded question, but if you think about it, is a politician likely to help you? Is a media person likely to help you? I'm talking about, you know, people who are in the mainstream media. Are they likely to help you? How about the generally dumb public? Are they likely to help you? Or is a farmer likely to help you? So that was the question. And I said I'd read the responses. I said I would expect it less than 10. Well, 2 is less than 10, right? Yeah, 2. I'll read the first right now. And this is from Daniel. Hello, Vincent. The answer to the question is D. A farmer is most likely to help me directly or indirectly. I agree with everything you said on today's podcast about what the economic depression would look like. I just wanted you to know there's at least one person listening to your podcast. I previously sent you an email requesting the list of items to consider buying that you mentioned in previous podcasts. I'd love to have that list. Also, how is the website development going? Is USA Prepares is it USAPrepares.com, or am I not remembering it correctly? Thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience in preparedness, Daniel. So I sent him a copy. Now, it appears that he sent me an email, and I didn't respond to it. And I don't get all my emails. So I sent him a copy this morning. But that was the first email that I saw requesting a list. And I have the list ready to go. So if you'd like it, just send me an email at instructor@usaprepares.com. And that's the list of things that I think you should consider buying right now, if you have the money and if they make sense and if they're with, you know, at a reasonable price. So that is one of those emails. And I really feel that I'm not going to get any help from a politician, a media person, the GDP. The only place I'm going to get help is from another farmer. Kathy, any comments about that?
I agree, Vince. I would have answered you, but I was in the garden all day yesterday, so I didn't even have a chance to listen to the your class yesterday. But Vince, a farmer, indirectly and directly, they grow your food. They're knowledge based. We had a young man right down the road. I talked to the farmer down the road, and he had a young man that had a flat tire, and he went up to the door, and he didn't have a jack, and so the farmer, he went out and helped him replace his tire. He was just a young man, just started driving, so I'm sure he was ill-prepared, but I agree, Vince. I don't think we appreciate our farmers, and based on that, I read an article, and I wanted to talk about it today. What I read was in Florida, there are farmers that have tomatoes and peppers and other produce in the fields. Well, they can't get them into the trucks because the contracts that they had for the trucks that are far away were for $3 gas. Well, now that gas is $6, they'd be losing money if they come get them. So I could finish on the other side of the break then.
Yeah, and this is a really important point. So if you have an agreement to ship or haul, and it's based on $3 a gallon fuel, and the fuel doubles, you're underwater with that contract.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
U.S. border agents are fuming after the U.S. Department of Justice said it will punish agents falsely accused of whipping migrants last year.
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a 9-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running over people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Fox News is reporting the CDP will file administrative violations to those people in a matter of days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. The 81-year-old advisor is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice, according to a statement. Fauci is experiencing mild symptoms and is isolating. Country superstar and actress Dolly Parton is donating $1 million to pediatric infectious disease research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. The new gift is one of several Parton has made to the center over the years, including a $1 million gift in April 2020 for COVID-19 vaccine research. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, domestic engineering today. Kathy, you're talking about the truck drivers, the over-the-road truckers who have contracts based on $3 per gallon fuel. The fuel is now $6 per gallon, and they can't make it. Please continue.
Well, Vince, really what I believe that the man in the article was trying to get across was whatever maybe they could get out locally, they can salvage, but all these tomatoes and peppers and zucchini and everything that they're growing down there is just going, is rotting. So the farmers are losing money. The truckers aren't working and we aren't going to get the produce. So you may, I guess you might be able to do a little better if you can find it locally. If you have produce stands, like where I live, I have quite a few within 10 miles of me, the radius, because there's a lot of farmers and farm stands here. But that means, like, okay, let's say if the peppers aren't coming, then they're either not going to be in an ingredient that you're going to buy, or if you want a pepper, he was talking about the cost. He said it very easily, like, a pepper now is about a dollar in the store. And he said they could easily go to $2 to $3 a piece. So you think of all your tomato products, your ketchup, your canned tomatoes, your spaghetti, salsa, all that. That one just hit me when I read that, because there's so much of a trickle down that's going to happen with cost and supplies and availability. And, you know, Vince, what I thought when I saw that, which I had planned on doing anyway, is I'm trying to grow as much as I can here. But last year, I believe I canned a bushel and a half of just my canned tomatoes. I did sauce and some other things, but I'm running low now. And so I believe, like, this year, I'm going to try to do probably 2.5, maybe 3 bushels, because my canned tomatoes have lasted more than a year. I've had some 2 and 3 years that they've been fine. So if I don't have a good crop next year, at least I'll have those. But at least, and then I can share with my children. I share with them too. But Vince, I just think it's everything, like the green peppers. Oh, now here's a thought for people. I've grown green peppers, and if I don't have a good crop or enough, I'll go to the farmer's stand. Last year, you could get a peck for $5. So I'll bring them home. I core them, and I cut them in like chunks, and then I pulse them in my food processor. I don't pulse them like where they're you know, fine. It's just enough, like a coarsely chopped, I guess, is the best way to describe it. I lay them on a flat cookie sheet or a flat tray, and then I put them in freezer bags. Well, that takes up freezer space, so I am going to do that this year, but I also am going to lay them in my dehydrator trays, and I'm going to try to dehydrate 2 years' worth, because dehydrating, they'll last, and I'm thinking 2 years in the future now. Before it was 6 months or a year, now I'm thinking if anything goes south next year with the weather or your crops, at least you've got some backup to use, but I would encourage people to think like this. If you get a good deal on onions right now, freeze them, slice them, dehydrate them. I still have some Vidalia onions to do. I'm going to slice them real thin, lay them on the trays, and then when I need them for sauces and stir fries or whatever you use onions for, you just rehydrate them. But, Vince, I'm trying to do as much as I can with the produce coming in now, because if this is happening to the farmers in Florida, it's got to be happening to people all over the country. I just can't see how it can't. The fuel cost can't affect it.
Okay, so, Class, you know that Buttercup is a mama cow, and she's right outside the studio window with her twins. And we decided to bring another cow, another Angus cow, so that they could, you know, have a playmate, another playmate. So now we have two little twin calves and two, a mama cow and an almost full-grown cow. So it's four of them. And I've been talking about the heat. I've been talking about how unbearable it is, how it really took a toll on our garden. And we put straw down there to help protect the tomatoes and peppers and the other plants. And we were able to water from underneath, under the plastic, so the ground is wet. The straw is protecting three inches of straw is protecting the plants. And it's working. But I noticed that Buttercup and all the twins and the other cow really moving slowly. It's so hot. Now, we give them shade. We give them plenty of fresh water. We give them trace mineral, salt lick. Everything that they need, they have. Fresh grass and a way to get out of the blistering sun. But they were moving slowly. I mean, it was so hot. And almost 100 degrees in the shade. I just read a report last night, and it's from the Progressive Farmer, and it says, headline, heat stress kills estimated 10,000 head of Kansas feedlot cattle. 10,000 cows just died from the heat 2 days ago. It's real. What we're talking about is absolutely fact. Cattle are dying. They can't take the heat. And at this moment, we're replacing a tire that blew from the heat. And we have to replace another tire. And another one of ours blew. That's three tires in the space of a week that we know of for sure that have failed. And each one of them had plenty of tread left. Plenty of tread. More than half. And it still blew. So what we're finding out is this heat is really, really severe. It's really dangerous. And there's one town that has no water. I believe it's in Texas. Town has no water. No water for the hospital. The hospital's closed. No water. Zero. Not water restriction. Zero water. This is coming. And you need to make sure that you have for your family water and food. And you know, it's as simple as this. You are in charge of you. Don't depend on other people. Make sure that you have what you need. I'm not talking about wants. I'm talking about needs. So we are doing everything we can to protect our animals. And then if you look at what the government programs, the government agencies do, for years, they have been encouraging the farmers to keep their cattle out of their... If a farm has a stream, and we do, sometimes they're called creeks. Ours runs about 3/4 of a mile through our property. It starts 50 feet on the other side of our property. So almost all of it is on our property. It's our water. And we let our cows go and drink from the stream. If they want to go swimming, we let them go swimming in the pond. So they can get cool. If they want to go in the shade, they can go in the woods. And if it's hail or snow or a torrential downpour, they can go in the woods and be protected by the leaves of the trees. That's what we let them do because they're cows. And that's what nature tells them to do. Well, the governments, like the Soil and Water Conservation District, that agency, and there's one in every county, and the USDA. So they share offices in like one office in each county in the United States. You'll find them. They have been telling people, farmers, tell you what, we'll give you 75% of the cost of putting in a water well and a cattle waterer and fencing if you will fence your cows out of the woods and out of your streams. So if you fence your cows out, they'll pay 3/4 of the cost. So that means that if you fence your cows out of the woods, there's no place for them to go during a torrential rain, a downpour, a snowstorm, or blistering sun or heat. They're trapped outside of their normal environment. And that's what the government has been doing. And if you look at feedlots, those are places where cows are forced into pens. They can't get out. They're trapped side by side by side by side. High concentration, blistering heat, and 10,000 died in Kansas. It's pretty serious stuff. And, you know, it's not nice to go head-to-head with Mother Nature. We lose all the time. It's stupid. But that's what people are being encouraged to do. We don't take the government money. We don't take that money from the government to drill wells and deplete the groundwater supply of our neighbors. Our neighbors deplete ours, but we don't take their money. And we're not going to trap our cows in the hot sun or the freezing cold or the snow. We're going to give them a chance to live as nature has provided. Kathy, any comments about that?
You know, Vince, I just think that it is so cruel to do that to animals. Think about just your dog. If your dog had to lay out in the sun all day, they would be panting and suffering. Ours goes in the shade when she gets hot, or she goes in the pond. But these poor animals, think about how they must have suffered before they died. They were so hot. I'm sure that it was just cruel, and they don't think about that.
Well, I mentioned, Kathy, that we have a non-contact thermometer, and it's like a little, mm-hmm. looks like a little taser, handheld. It's got a trigger on it. You kind of point it at what you want to measure the temperature of. And I went around a couple days ago in the hot sun, and I measured the temperature of our house. We have a stone house. The siding of the house, which is stone, it's not one of those appliques that looks like stone. It's really stone. It was 120 to 122 degrees, the stone. The garage door was about 140 degrees. That's a steel insulated garage door, 9 foot by 9 foot. And it's painted kind of a tannish, grayish color. So it's not black to absorb, maximum amount of heat. The roof is called, architectural style shingle. It's a composition shingle. It's not a steel roof. And the color is called weathered wood. So it's kind of a tan, kind of a brown, kind of a green. It's like the color of bark. 165 degrees. 165 degrees. And so if you look at the blacktop, if you've got animals, their paws can't take walking on blacktop in the hot sun. It'll tear up their paws.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about domestic engineering, I'd like to take a small detour about lawnmowers. Kathy, I don't have at our farm, we don't use a zero turn mower. Do you guys have one at your place?
We actually do, Vince. We have a regular tractor that's got a mowing deck on it, and we have a zero turn.
Mm-hmm.
We have both. So.
Okay. I wanted to talk about some of the dangers of a zero turn mower. So, Kathy, have you operated the zero turn, or do you use the tractor, or do you use both?
No, I haven't used the zero turn because one story that we heard was people, there's no brake that I understand. Is that right, Vince? There's no brake on
right.
a zero turn.
That's right. That's right.
And we have heard that some of the men that were on them put them right in the pond because they really weren't familiar with how to operate them, and they ended up dumping them in the pond or running over things. I guess the way that it was explained to us when he got his was, because it was used, it was somebody that was moving, and they were cautioned him, like, go practice real slow for a while, because he ended up, like, running over shrubs and things in the yard. So I'm sure there's other dangers, but I use the tractor. I'm comfortable with that, but I probably should learn the zero turn, but I haven't been.
Well, I was going to suggest that you don't learn it. Don't learn the zero turn. And I'll tell you why. So we now know, as of before this broadcast started, I knew 2 people who had zero turn mowers. Now I know 3 with you. 2 of the 3 have flipped them. Literally flipped them over. One guy was broken ribs, neck, absolutely beat up. Went over an embankment, really, really hurt himself. A couple days ago, another guy we knew turned his over and it landed on top of him. Now, if you're mowing a flat surface with no divots, no dings, no dents, no bumps, maybe, just maybe it's okay. But if you compare that to a riding lawnmower, here's the difference. A zero-turn mower has bigger wheels in the back than in the front. much bigger in terms of comparing the size of the back wheels to the front. The front wheels on a zero-turn mower are casters. They can spin in any direction, kind of like a furniture moving dolly. So if you want to put, you know, a piece of heavy furniture on one of these padded square furniture moving dollies, you put it on there, and it's kind of hard to steer the darn thing. I mean, you can get it to where you want it to go, but doesn't because it has four casters, it doesn't necessarily go exactly where you want it to go. You can get it close. It's kind of like I have a toolbox, a real heavy Snap-on brand toolbox that I bought used. It weighs about 500 pounds, empty, and it has two casters on one end of it and two wheels going just straight on the other end. And I try to move this thing, and it goes where it wants to go more than it goes where I want it to go. So you can get it to go, but the casters are a little unpredictable. Well, that is the system of the wheels of a zero-turn mower on the front. They have casters. And you steer with the back wheels because it's kind of like driving a tank or a bulldozer. You know, bulldozers don't have wheels per se. They have treads. But the idea is one tread stops while the other moves forward or backwards, and that's how you turn. Well, a zero-turn mower is very similar to that. Applying torque to one of the two rear wheels more than the other lets you turn. And if you don't apply torque, you stop. And if you apply the same amount of torque to both wheels, you go forward and straight. Well, you have two levers, and the levers, you push forward or you pull back, and that lets you turn or go forward or back up. Well, that's how you steer the darn thing. Now, these levers are not the same as hanging onto a steering wheel. So when you're in a car and you are behind the wheel, you seem to be more stationary in your position than the passenger to your right, because the passenger doesn't have a steering wheel to hang on to. Same thing with that zero-turn mower. So it has small wheels. They can get caught in little divots. They can turn over, they can flip over, and they don't steer as well. And it takes practice to get to operate them correctly. I think they're really dangerous. And that was the point of this discussion, that I don't have one. I don't want one. I'm not going to use one. And our farm is way too rough. The ground is way too rough to use one. But I see people around Springfield and in the area, they're riding around these zero-turn mowers, they're flying with them, and they're like, it's a bumpy ride because it has little tiny front wheels that are on casters, and they absorb no shock from the ground. So I really, I'm cautioning everyone listening to class today, really think about it. I think you'd be better off with a little riding tractor with steering wheels that actually tell that machine which way you want it to go, rather than having wheels in the back that are fluid drive pushing you in one direction or the other. So that's my thought about zero-turn mowers. I think they're really dangerous, and there's many, many horrific stories. Please be careful if you have one.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.